We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Mo.
This is We Talk Wrestling, October 3rd, 2015. And Addy makes a bunch of noise moving around in his chair. And this, as a matter of fact, is take two.
Take two, yes. We had to restart the show. Mo used some language that we quite frankly can't use on the program.
So that means it was real bad.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So let's talk wrestling. So we just finished watching Brock. And other people who are currently in the WWE.
Yes, the first leg of the Brock Lesnar Go to Hell Tour is in the books.
It's in the books.
It is in the books.
It
and
is. The books.
The books. The it's books in. There. The books there, they're in there, you know. And largely, it was a show.
It was a show on the WWE Network.
Yes, indeed. That would be the network. Of the WWE.
Of the WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else about it we could say. And no, I think that's it.
That was about it, yeah. So, show opened with a match where Sheamus turned babyface.
Well, I don't think Sheamus turned babyface. I think he was just getting his heat back.
Yeah, yeah. That's
he got funny. Pinned in a tag match with him and Rusev and against Ziggler and Orton.
Yeah.
Big pop for Orton and Ziggler.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Rusev, ran him down for being a stupid non-American.
A non-American idiot. Stupid non-American.
And then what happened then? He got ran down and then...
Then he
kicked him in the face.
Yeah, that was great.
And then he said, kiss my arse or ass or something.
Arse, yeah, arse.
And then,
that was it.
And then nobody gave a fuck.
No, zero people.
There was that part. Don't forget that part. That is an important key element to this, was how few people gave a fuck.
Yes, that is true. And I would say in that instance, there was none. None.
Nobody. No. Nobody was giving a fuck.
Then, then you had Jericho and Kevin Owens, right?
Yeah. The highlight of this was probably Jericho promo beforehand.
Yeah, with Lance Storm.
Yeah.
And Don Callis.
Yeah.
And the other guy, Lenny Sinclair.
The people that, people he trained with.
Yes, because it's 25 years ago, I think yesterday, maybe?
Yeah.
Was his first match against Lance Storm in Pinocchio, Alberta, where they... did a 10-minute Broadway. That means a draw.
Yes, that was what he said. He points out Lance Storm. Big pop. Big pop for Lance Storm. Nice cheers. Nice
ovation. Yeah,
for Lance Storm. And then they point out Don Callis. So anyways.
And that was what happened.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then that lack of lull continued for Lenny Sinclair. But Lance Storm.
It's about the same, yeah.
Yeah, Lance Storm. Decent decent reaction.
Decent reaction.
Probably along the lines of, Alicia Fox.
Maybe a little better than that.
Yeah, a little better than that. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, that was that. Then Jericho lost from an eye poke roll-up to Kevin Owens.
The most devastating finisher in the WWE today.
Mm-hmm. The eye poke.
The eye poke roll-up.
Yes.
By Kevin Owens.
You just ever had those when you were a kid?
Eye poke roll-ups?
Yeah, kind of.
I like the strawberry one. Yeah, the strawberry was good, yeah.
Grape. Yeah. Those are neat.
And tasty.
Yeah. Tasty vittles. Yeah.
It's good. Because I had me convinced I was getting my fruit content for the week.
Yeah. And it was rolled up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Then.
What? Darren Young getting his fruit content for the week.
How?
Sorry, I said content.
Oh. No, I said, no. I said rolled up. Not rolled in. Yes. But then there was a women's match. So we took that time to go move a chair into my basement.
Yeah, we thought, well, maybe we'll come back. This will be over. Fucking intros were only finishing.
Damn it. Damn the lightness of that chair. But only even heavier. Would have taken us longer.
A little more awkward to move. And it only could have taken us. You know what? If you guys have an armoire that needs to be moved, maybe a baby piano, and you want it moved during a Divas match, let me know.
It's true.
I'll be happy to be there.
Moe's Moving Company.
You got a big dog hair on your back. I'm going to move it because it's bugging me.
Oh, see? Because you're Moe's Moving Company.
You have a Bullet Club shirt on, so it's black, and then as your dog is white.
Yes.
And there was a big white dog hair.
There was. There was there.
Yeah.
And there was a white near dog here near Normie.
So
the Bellas won.
Yeah.
Because John Cena's banging Nikki.
Oh, and because Paige was, her team was about to win. Paige was, of course, teaming with them.
Yes.
With the other members of PCB. And,
yes.
And then she tagged into Charlotte when Charlotte looked like she had the figure eight locked in.
And she's like, what are you doing?
And then she got herself pinned. Because she's,
done.
And then she couldn't believe that they walked out on her.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It was a Divas match.
It was a Divas.
They're doing a little better job with them. They're getting a little better reaction. The matches are a little better. But it's just not what it could be. And then you look at, the promo for the Iron Man match between the two women.
NXT TakeOver NXT. Respect, the 30-minute Iron Cut match.
What?
Yeah. Sasha Banks and Bayley.
I was watching the network. I don't think they billed it as that.
Yeah.
That's what's in the advertising?
That is what's on the marquee.
But that's going to be great. You just get excited for it, and then you watch this, and you go, man, the Bellas.
The Bellas.
The scary thing is John Cena's going away. Nikki Bella? Fucking
not.
Staying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
So, but, then what did we have?
The tag match?
Yeah, that's right. It was the tag match. It was the Dudleys and the New Day. There was a great Paul Heyman promo somewhere in there, too.
Yeah, there was a great Paul Heyman MSG promo backstage. Yeah.
Redeeming himself from Monday, which is the first time I've seen a bad Paul Heyman promo in, God, I don't know how long.
Well, look at what he was trying to sell.
Oh, I understand that, but it was like, wow, this is the first bad thing Paul Heyman has been involved with in ages.
In ages, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you had the New Day and the Dudley Boys. The Dudleys won by DQ.
Dudleys looked like they had the belts won because. Yeah. By the way, as who was it?
There? JBL.
JBL described when you're going through the list of the greatest tag teams.
Yes.
WWE history, you go through it.
You think of great workers like the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, the Road Warriors.
Yeah,
the Great War, and then you have to think of Robert Gibson, and
then he says you could throw in Ricky and Robert.
Ricky and Robert, and that's who I think of.
Yeah,
and fucking Bulldogs, Heart Foundation, Agent Christian.
Why would
fuck
they?
Them.
No, would they?
Samoans, fuck them.
Let's talk about especially in Madison Square Gardens, you know, talking about the Samoans. And you talk about, like, you know, and when you talk about the greatest tag teams of all time, let's talk about all the teams that weren't in our company.
Yes.
The Road Warriors who got over before getting a fucking soft
puppy. Really, Road Warriors, really, for their entire, they've wrestled for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Like 3 years were in the WWE.
Yeah.
WWF, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Ricky Robert was like 4 months.
Oh, I forgot they even were, but
yeah, that's right.
They did that, like, really shitty thing, and like, like.
And then the New Age Outlaws, who were, had a great pre-match shtick.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't mention, you know, even the Steiner brothers.
Yeah.
You know.
Who were there longer than Ricky and Robert.
Yes.
They were there for a year.
And held tag titles and had a, you know, were the main featured team. It was just stupid.
He's an idiot.
Well, we just
figured out, really bad.
Yeah, we were figuring out watching the show that he was hungover and that Vince McMahon was not in his ear.
That's what it seemed like, because he was. He had a lot. Like, a lot of the times he's just saying stuff without context that made no sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's one point in time where he's sitting there talking about something and he's like, and what a clothesline. Saw Tim White backstage.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Wow, and he hit him with a side suplex. I really like pizza.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like,
what?
And talking something about how you have a lot of high flyers in the WWE and tables and cages.
Yeah.
And then being in Madison
we
Square
had
Garden.
Antonino Rocca, tables, cages.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, fuck. What was wrong with JBL?
I just think he was really hungover, couldn't get his train of thought. The crowd, he was listening to like the crowd or something, and
And Vince was in his ear.
Yeah,
or maybe Vince wasn't in his ear.
Yeah.
Maybe Vince was in his ear and was fucking with him. Who knows?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, it could be too. Not Vince.
Yeah, but really a bad night. But anyways, the New Day. So the gimmick is the Dudley Boys hit the 3D. Nobody's ever kicked out of the 3D
according to history of the world.
I'm pretty sure if I went back and looked, I'd find somebody. But nobody's ever kicked out of that, so that's fine. Protect the finisher.
Sure.
So, so anyways, then Woods comes in and...
makes Goss a DQ.
Yeah, which I think we've seen before. And anyway, so now we're... What this either leads to, I would figure, them bringing in somebody as an equalizer.
Yeah.
To...
Evad Sullivan.
Yeah. To... To...
The equalizer.
To equalize Xavier.
He was the equalizer. It was a really shitty 1993 WCW gimmick.
Yeah.
But better than Evad Sullivan.
That was the worst gimmick.
Eugene
before Eugene.
He went downhill from the equalizer.
I figure he's going to have an equalizer. Or like you said, now it makes sense you have the cage match where you can't interfere.
Hell in a Cell.
So we'll see. I wouldn't even mind if the Hell in a Cell was 3-on-2.
I wouldn't mind if the Hell in a Cell kept Xavier out and Xavier climbed to the top of the cell with the trombone and just started playing from the top of the cell.
That's true. Here was a perfect example of this match. And a fine enough match, you know.
Yeah.
But here's a perfect example. Like, the Dudley Boys are at home, and they're still getting the nostalgia pop, and the crowd loves them.
Yeah.
And they still are chanting New Day's rocks, and just cannot boo. Like, there's occasions where they can boo them a little bit, but they just, they're too awesome. You can't.
Yeah.
The New Day's just too damn awesome.
And the thing is, you don't have that heel team unless, I mean, you, I guess... Strowman and Harper you could do. I still like Rowan and Harper, but you know, until,
and you still could do that, absolutely.
And just think the Usos are coming back.
If Rowan comes back, and he should be back soon, you put him with Harper and you put them back and build them to take on the New Day as a heel monster team, and Strowman gets the babyface singles push and kind of the bodyguard push to Wyatt, you could do that.
Well, and you've got time because Rowan's not going to be back till like, what, December-ish, right?
Yeah,
so you got some time. But you could. What I would do is...
That's about time that this Dudley's and New Day thing would probably wrap up.
I wrap the Dudley's...
Of course, you could do a double turn.
That's what I was going to say. I wrap the Dudley's New Day's up with a double turn because the Dudley's then win the tag titles, have the tag titles, they do a double turn, they're a heels, the Usos are back.
Yeah.
And you have babyface Usos against
heel Dudleys.
And you have babyface New Day against heel Harper and Rowan.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, you could actually have Strowman on the outside then. Because you don't want him to wrestle too much. But then you have Strowman outside against Woods on the outside.
Yes.
Which actually would be, I think that's a dynamic that could work.
And you have two tag team feuds going on at the same fucking time. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy goddamn shit.
So, that won't happen.
Holy goddamn fuck shit. Mind blown right there.
Yeah. Good luck,
pal. Then you had Brock Lesnar and The Big Show. The main event on second last.
Yeah, they decided to go with this. I'm still convinced they should have gone with this last.
Yes.
Basically, the story of this match is Big Show comes out, gets control, fucking three heavy choke slams.
Yes.
To Lesnar
in the first like minute and a half,
and everybody and it actually created a near fall because we have not seen Lesnar ever sell.
Yeah.
You know where basically created a near fall where everybody's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And he kicks out and then proceeds to
beat the fuck out of him.
Then you get your Suplex City. And then, you know, he F5s him, pins him, and then as he leaves, he comes back in, gives him an overhead belly-to-belly suplex to Show.
Wow.
And then another F5.
Yeah.
And then Show limps out, and they try and give Show the respect pop afterwards. He goes,
let's hear it for the Big Show!
And everybody goes, and it's like this. This is about the reaction.
Boo. Boo. Yeah.
That's it. Like
slightly more over than Snitsky.
But the funny thing is, I'm watching this with Big Show, and I'm like, and I knew it. Like I said it to you beforehand. I'm like, how many suplexes he takes is the impressive thing in this match.
Yes.
Not to see him put it on, but to see Show take them at his size.
Yes.
And it was only like four or five, but then he put in the overhead, the two F5s, and I'm like, I do respect Big Show. Yeah, I want him to retire. I'm sick of him.
I think after that match, he wants to retire.
Well, yeah, but. Like, seriously, that guy takes heavy bumps like no big man ever has. Like, he takes bumps that the guys half his size don't bump around for people the way he sometimes does.
No, it's
so
true.
So, you know, I mean, that at his size, that's, and his age and his stature to be taking that is
so know. Get off your feet and bump around?
Bump around.
Bump around.
Get up off your feet and bump around.
Bump up, and bump down.
Bump around.
Everybody bump. Bump.
Yeah. Exactly.
Then we had the cage match in the main event.
In the semi-main event.
Yeah, the semi-main event on last.
Yeah.
Speaking of people that almost died.
For the most important belt.
Yes, the most... As Rich Brennan told us, this, folks,
is what
it's all about. The World Wrestling Federation United States Championship. Lineage going back all the way to Jim Crockett's promotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Such prestige.
Well.
Glad WWE won that war.
So, your world champion got pinned. And.
Yes.
That's.
Clean.
Yeah. Well, sort of clean.
He didn't touch him.
He was going to leave the ring. Fucking Kane comes out and stands there so that he can't climb out of the cage.
Your comedy mid-carder, who is your world champion,
lost. Well, that character isn't. The Demon King is not a comedy mid-carder.
No. Babyface. Your champion.
Your corp.
Your champion is a comedy mid-carder.
Well, that's true.
Running from the monster.
It's your severed head.
Yes, it's your severed head. Yeah. Fuck off. Like, that was funny, but still, fuck off.
Yeah, so So anyways, he loses, and it's amazing that he's not a huge draw.
So we watched 2.5 hours of wrestling.
And I liked it more than I like Raw.
Yeah.
And I liked it more than I like most pay-per-views, because you didn't have all the promos. You had a couple quick promos, a couple little things in the ring, mainly matches, and the main event was a good match, no surprise.
Oh, it was a good match,
Last match or something, the main event. Lesnar was awesome. I mean, I liked it. I mean, this is, again, I mean, for me... If you gave me that every Monday night and cut off an hour, that'd be a great show.
Yeah, Raw sucked, by the way.
Oh, fuck, I know. I didn't even watch it this week.
I don't remember what I watched.
I mean, I taped it. I read the results. I was like, you know what? Don't need to.
Yeah.
Don't even need to.
I don't remember what I was doing.
Yeah.
I think it was on in the background while I was doing something.
Playing with yourself?
Yeah. Well, when Heyman came out. But it...
he is a hot piece of ass.
He really is. But he... yeah, Heyman was bad. The whole thing was bad. Raw. But...
yeah.
It I don't know.
But and another record low rating.
Yes.
And we can keep talking about this, but, you know... this is they've said they're going to make changes. Of course, they said that leading into this week, so...
I don't know how
this
accurate...
This was the week where there was changes.
I don't know how accurate this is. I don't know how accurate it is, because it was something that was said on a television program, so you don't know. Yeah, I have to go back and look. But J.J. Dillon, on an episode of Nitro that I'm watching, when Nitro is getting, like 4.6, 4.7 ratings, looked at Scott Hall and went, "You got to put your money where your mouth is. There's 4 million people watching right now."
Yeah.
So, and I remember looking into this, that a 4.6 rating did used to mean 4 million homes.
Yep, yeah.
So, when we're talking...
4 million homes or 4 million people?
Or 4 million people, I'm sorry. 4 million people.
Yeah.
So, like, when I look and I see that, you know, less people are watching, but I don't really put anything in stock into that 2.6 number, because so much has changed over the course of whatever, call it 15, 20 years, that, you know, those numbers mean different. So it's in terms of actual viewers that are watching. But yeah, like, just keeps going down.
But here's the thing. There's what you got to keep in mind when you're talking about this. So when Nitro debuted, like within a month or 6 weeks, they're doing like a 2.8, and WWE's doing about a 2.8.
Right.
And that comes out to about 5 million viewers. They're doing about 5 million viewers. That was in 1995 when wrestling, WWE was as cold as it's ever been, and WCW had momentum compared to where they used to be, but they hadn't taken off yet.
No.
So this is wrestling really in like, as it used to be,
yeah,
and its coldest
yes
was 1.5 million people more, 1.6 million people more than what we got right fucking now.
That's right.
So that tells you how bad this is.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. And that's just it. People, like I said, people focus on the rating point number, but it's the millions of homes that keep just going down.
About that is more than 1/3 of the audience. That's about 40% of your audience.
Yeah.
That is gone.
And well deserved.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they do. They deserve everything they're getting right now. I mean, it's one of those things. But, I mean, the big news of the week is, I mean, as much as we talk about the low ratings and as much as we've been saying, I mean, the WWE did at least kind of redeem themselves. Like, for all the cynics, right?
Yeah.
And for all the people that are saying, you know, that, like, just the just... for whatever reason, are happy when something bad happens to WWE or wants, and they're just so cynical about it. WWE this week proved everybody that's been saying that it was a large majority of people wrong, and in fact, they have a wellness policy.
They do.
They are cracking down hard on PEDs, performance enhancing dwarfs.
That's right. It's Hornswoggle has been suspended for 30 days. I understand it was for human growth hormone.
I think that's
what apparently it doesn't work.
I think
the other thing that's...
What they said is that he had small traces of these things.
Mm.
But, it was... I think the test that they had was what he did. And he made his own enemies...
In the testing department.
I mean, no, in the testing department, because you got to pee in a cup.
Yeah.
And he made the guy lift him up.
Mm.
And then he said, 38 years old, and you still believe in leprechauns.
That's right.
So.
There's an inside reference. Fucking greatest joke of all time. Someday I'll tell it on the air.
Yes.
I think I might have already before, but I'll do
I
it
think
again
so.
Someday.
Well, let's say Patrick's Day is coming.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do it.
But I mean, yeah, it's so Hornswoggle, you know that.
Well, before Hornswoggle, you had another guy who was, you know, you could just tell a severe user, you know, in Ricardo or Rikido or Roberto or Rodriguez or Rodriguez or
who?
Chi-Chi? Rodriguez or who was it? It was Alberto's little boy. Who was it that used to come out to Alberto and And then
Ricardo?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So,
Ricardo Chi-Chi.
Yeah, he was your last guy before Hornswoggle.
To fail. Wow.
Yeah.
They are cracking down. They just can't.
Other than that, that roster totally fucking cleaned
totally
up
clean.
Everything.
Totally clean.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Still, remember, and keep in mind, here's another impressive thing. All these years, how many years now this wellness test seems to be going on? Like eight?
Seven, eight.
Never once have we had a woman fail. Not one of these women has ever taken anything. Ever.
Nope.
It's just... They're clean,
Dana
natural
Brooke.
Women.
Dana Brooke. Clean.
Clean.
Clean as a spleen.
Yeah.
But yeah, John Cena, though.
John motherfucking Cena?
In a not related at all masking a failure story, is he's going to be taking some time off for personal reasons.
That's just speculative. So let's speculate some more.
Okay.
So what else could it be?
Well,
it could be a masking failure thing.
Yeah.
What else could it be?
Well, I understand, his finisher called the AA.
Yeah.
And on the show tonight, they just kept saying, John Cena trying to get to AA, and like, three times. And, you know, in WWE, like, they don't just say things for no reason.
No, never.
So,
never. Especially JBL.
Especially JBL. And if anybody would know about AA...
So there's another
John Cena
speculative
going thing. John Cena going to AA.
Yeah, that's possible.
He's going to be out to 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing was we saw Betty Skoland.
Yeah.
In the front row.
Mm-hmm.
So John Cena taking some time off to go bang Betty Skoland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to take her that. It's going to take 6 weeks or so. To work up a
just
boner.
To get warmed
just
up.
Just to work up a boner to bang her.
Just
it's true.
To get warmed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Triple H, you know, tiny penis. John, tiny balls.
Hunter Little Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's.
Unless we could, if we were to speculate on some other stuff, what would you say?
Well, there's also, I mean, they did, and again, they don't say things for no reason. They brought up Rick Rude like 4 times
mm-hmm.
in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Rude, got off the gas to try to have a baby.
Yeah.
So I'm speculating John Cena taking some time off because he's going to get off the gas and try to have a baby.
Yeah, try and impregnate Nikki.
Oh.
So he has enough time to...
Or Betty.
To get off the gas...
Yeah.
Knock somebody up.
Yeah.
Get back on the gas and get back in there.
Yeah.
There's time for that.
There is some time.
Yeah. Of course,
get off the gas. He wants to get off the gas, get in there. Get back on the gas and get in there.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
But, you know, and keep in mind, when Rick Rude got off the gas and started to get a little smaller so he could have a baby, Vince McMahon's reaction was, get back on the fucking gas or you're going to lose your push.
Yes.
And that was good.
Of course, yeah.
He's dead now.
What else do you think it is?
Well, you know, I hope that it's one of the things you said.
Yeah.
I hope it's one of those things. I hope it's not, maybe he's just, maybe he wants to write a book. Maybe he wants to read a book.
Read a book. There you go. Curious George goes to the market.
So he may need more than 2 months.
Right? So yeah, he could be out till... And quite frankly, we were just talking about this. We're just speculating, because the only thing we know is that he's gone for personal reasons. He's going to be booked on the Christmas week house show loop.
Yeah.
And that's it. So that doesn't mean that he's coming back. It's just that he's going to be on those shows, because they feel those are important shows. But that doesn't, he could be gone after those shows, too,
mm-hmm.
and continue to be gone. So, don't know what it is. Obviously, by speculating, we're going to respect his privacy.
I do hope that everything's okay with him.
And his
family. I do hope everything's okay with his family.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the truth is that it's just weird because, not that he doesn't deserve it, but this is a guy when he's gotten hurt after, a week being out.
Yeah.
It's just itching to get back. And
he's recovered.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never forget that horrible injury he had. Remember when he got stabbed by Carlito's bodyguard there?
And Jesus.
He was filming a movie. He was filming, I think at the time, The Marine.
or maybe 12 rounds. I think it was the Marine.
I think it was the Marine.
Yeah, he was filming. And at the same time, they went to a nightclub, and he got stabbed.
Yeah.
Missed only a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And they were doing a Marine.
Jesus and Carlito stabbed him.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a week.
And then they came back and beat the shit out of both of them.
Well, but then there were, like, real injuries, like when he got hip-tossed what? By Mr. Kennedy.
Fucking kayfabe, motherfucker.
What?
Real injuries. Kayfabe.
Kayfabe?
Asshole.
What?
Fucking ruin it for the kids Uh-oh. Listening.
Oh, fuck. all those little cunts out there. They look up to us. Because they're so fucking short.
anyways, you're saying.
Well, I mean, Mr. Kennedy hip-tossed him, right? And yeah. then he came back at the Royal... That infamous pop-throwing Royal Rumble.
Was
so pissed off.
Yeah, sitting next to us. We're watching it in the movie theater.
Oh.
And John Cena came back. You'll remember that. And huge pop, because he was the 30th entrance. And then... The crowd turned on him because it was New York like 2 minutes later.
Yes.
And he was supposed to be gone for like 6 months. He's back after like 6 weeks. And the crowd turns on him. They're doing the boo-yay thing with Hunter, actually.
Yes, that's right.
And anyways, he wins the thing. And the guy sitting like next to us has his popcorn and his pop. He throws it up in the air. Yeah. Spills it everywhere. He's so upset. Just storms out.
So pissed off.
And B was with us. And B said...
Yeah, but he's like, what's that guy's problem? What's wrong with that guy?
He's like, what a retard.
Yeah. Oh, so funny. But yeah, that was the infamous Royal Rumble where
It was not Evad or Eugene sitting next to us. So
infamous
that.
Rumble where Piper and Snuka.
That's right.
And there was CM Punk just lying there watching it.
He's like, this is great.
But,
Yeah, actually, wasn't that the one where CM Punk also kept taking the mic after he threw people out and talking?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. That was a long time later. But,
I like my taint time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said? Yeah.
Tainty. Speaking of licking your taint, how's Sunny?
Didn't respond.
Still unresponsive.
You know, it's still out there. I mean, I didn't expect her to respond. And, you know, she wants to get married and have a fresh start. It's there.
I don't know.
I'm not going to pursue it, but you know, I'm just. It's out there. It's probably good for the rest of my life because odds are nobody's going to take me.
Mm.
Speaking of which, I hear where me and I behind the scenes we've been discussing how we may move this from being a podcast to being a show on Periscope, but I don't think that camera there. That you have is wide enough lens to fit both of us in it.
That's true. At least not you. What's a periscope?
It's the hot new thing.
Oh, yeah?
It's the next big thing.
Is it, like, you mean tout?
Yeah, it's actually hot.
Oh.
That's where people do, like, a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Or an internet a podcast video show.
Oh, like on YouTube?
Yeah, but on Periscope.
But it's on Periscope.
Yeah, YouTube.
What's a YouTube?
What's
a Mark Jindrak? NXT. Takeover Respect. Coming up on the World Wrestling Federation Network on Wednesday, October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We've already talked about the Iron Cut match. There's going to be... There was a great end of NXT video package to hype this up where they're both training for it. Bayley's like, I've been in the gym, I've been watching videos of other Iron Man matches.
Running on the ice in Calgary.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But they did actually show Bayley running along the, I think it was San Francisco.
It could be San Francisco, it could be Calgary.
It could be, they look basically the same.
I saw Bret Hart running behind her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, behind Sasha.
Oh, behind Sasha.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got a thing for
asses. I'm an ass man. Yeah, you got your NXT Takeover Respect with the that is the main event. You also have Tyler Breeze and Apollo Crews. You have the semifinals of the Dusty Rhodes and finals of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Tournament, where you're going to have Dash and Dawson against Joe and I don't want to say Joe and Angle, but Joe and Balor. Yep. And then you're going to have Gable and JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Call him JJ. Are going to be facing who? Do you remember?
Nope.
No, me either. Damn you, Arda Ocal.
Is it? Is it one of the established teams? Isn't it? Isn't it like the Enzo and Cass? Or
nope, they're
or
out.
Isn't it the is those the Bob Villains there?
Nope, they're out.
Yeah, isn't it the Hart Foundation?
Yes, yes. Jim Neidhart and a mystery partner. Oh, no, yeah, okay, it's Rhino and Baron Corbin.
That's what I said.
Are fighting, yeah, they're fighting the Gable and JJ.
Yeah.
So you got that, and then you're going to have the finals, which will be Gable and JJ against...
In that team, Rhino is actually Bret Hart.
You think so?
More than Corbin.
It's the hair, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And so you got those matches. You got Dana Brooke against Ass Cunt making her debut. And
from Japan.
Yes, from Japan. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else.
Oksana.
Hmm?
Isn't that what you said her name was? Hmm? Oksana?
Oksana. No, yeah. She was from Croatia or Lithuania or you. Ukraine or something.
But you said her name was Oksana that she's facing.
Who?
Yeah, you said Miss Brooks. Miss Brooks was taken on.
Oh, Dana Brooke, you mean?
Dana Brooke.
Brooke.
I've been watching NXT, so I mean, I'm not the right guy to ask about this.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that's there.
The last couple times I watched it, I wasn't. So, anyways, I watched it.
Yeah. But those are all the matches, essentially.
All the matches. And,
so that's...
How do you say her name?
Asuka.
Asuka?
Asuka. Asuka. That's what you're saying. Asuka.
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 Yeah, Asuka. So yeah, that's the NXT show that's coming up. I'm sure we'll have
Asuka.
We'll be on the conference call there that we'll do. Ben Hunter will do.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll listen in. What the hell?
We'll do that.
Record that for you. And put it up.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
There's some lists that the WWE.com
Twitter questions.
Twitter questions. So I just thought we'd go to one of these lists because it's the 50 worst ring names of all time.
Do it. Okay. Now.
Okay. Number 50.
Yeah.
Bastion Booger.
That's only number 50?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's tough to top that one.
Yes.
That's a really bad ring name.
Yes, it is. Number 49?
Mm-hmm.
Just Joe.
Just Joe. That poor guy.
Remember Just Joe?
Yeah, he worked that guy. What was his name? Just Joey Legend or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was friends with Rhino and Edge and Christian and them.
Yeah, he worked like independents. He worked his ass off for years to get to the WWE.
Yeah.
Finally got there, had this horrible gimmick and a horrible name, and lasted like 6 weeks.
It was Just Joe. He was only on Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah.
And he was like a snitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say your name was? Just Joe.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he would just keep saying that. And then, finally, when he made his debut, it's Just Joe!
Yeah, it's Bailey.
Yeah, awful, yeah. Awful, yeah. Fucking shit.
Yeah, it really was bad.
Scotty Flamingo.
Scotty Flamingo's pretty bad.
I'm a bad man,
you
Scotty
know who
Flamingo.
Have you looked through this list yet?
No.
You know who I'm hoping on this list is Johnny Nitro / Morrison / what else did he?
He was Nitro.
He was Morrison. What was he when he first came up? Thunder. Was he Johnny Thunder for a while?
Something like that. When he first came in, he was Johnny Thunder, and then they made him Johnny Nitro. Because
he was a
Bischoff
guy. And then, yeah, of course, he became Morrison. But he had another name, too, between them.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I can't remember it. But Nova or somebody, Johnny Nova, or Johnny Johnny Blaze. I think it was
Johnny Blaze. Johnny Blaze, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Johnny Blaze, then Johnny Thunder, then Johnny Nitro, and then
yes.
And then he was, you know, Nitro for a while, because it was Nitro and...
Eminem, right? Mercury,
yeah.
Nitro, Molina.
Yeah, but, and then, of course, John Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he's on there for that bullshit. We'll see. So, yeah. Is that Scotty Flamingo?
No, that's Ace Darling.
Okay, I didn't think so, because I'm like, I didn't, I thought Flamingo looked weird in that picture before.
Yeah. Yeah. Ace.
They all had the mullet.
Darling. Yes.
Ace Darling is a shit name, yeah.
Yeah. Chip Minton.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, Skip and Zip. I hope Zip's in. Zip's got to be on
there. Zip has got to be on there. We'll sort of skip. But yeah. Chip Minton, was he not the bobsled guy?
I don't know. He was obviously, he was like a WCW worldwide.
I thought he was a bobsledder.
Yeah, maybe.
Chip Minton. Oh, here's a good one.
Firebreaker Chip was a, should be up there. Remember
Firebreaker? Yeah, Firebreaker Chip. I remember that.
Oh, terrible.
Here's Meat.
Yeah, Meat was
awful.
That was bad. Yeah. He's up. I forgot his tights looked like underwear.
Underwear, yeah.
Yeah.
Russo.
Real, yeah, exactly.
Oh, so, well actually, done.
90, oh man, I love the outfits.
Yeah, I know.
For some reason they had the, it was the thongs up the ass. That,
yes.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I did not understand, especially in Well Done.
No, I know.
Yeah, and you know, it's
of course
really tight and soft crotches and like just.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, anytime you have bright green and pink,
mm-hmm.
like a neon green and pink.
And then they had the black and purple there.
Yeah.
And Harvey Whippleman was their manager.
Yeah, yeah. This was better. When they at least had this look. A little better, but they still had the same, like, thong thing going on.
Well, yeah, they were supposed to be, and they had bow ties, and they came out to the ring. They were supposed to be fucking strippers.
Yeah, basically. Except for it was, you know, PG. WWE in, like, 95.
Yeah.
94, in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking another.
I was like their finisher.
I forgot the name I was going to say.
I was like their finisher too, where they put him in, and what's her name's did it too. Team Angle did it. Haas and Benjamin, where they strung the guy up on the ropes and then the guy leaped over him and landed on him. That was their finisher.
Yeah, that was a good finisher. Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. Terra Rising.
Oh, they're right.
Yes.
That's shit. That's a shit name. Half the names that fucking Russo gave the roster when he rewrote the roster and gave a whole bunch of people new names.
Yes.
WCW.
Buzzkill.
Buzzkill. Fucking Jim.
What was it? Hugh G. Rection.
Hugh G. Rection.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he's a loser.
Yeah, Corporal Cajun, Lash LaRue, and Lieutenant Loco for Chavo. Yeah, Dale Hondo.
It was just awful.
There's Hunter.
There's Hunter. That was a terrible name. Terrorizing.
Okay, I wonder who this is. Cause this
sounds
is
like old. You know what? Terrorizing sounds like an 80s hair metal band.
Yeah. This looks old.
Yeah. Who the hell is that?
That is Gashouse Gilbert.
He looks like he's on the gas.
Yes, he does.
You guys gotta go look at this list to see this guy's red mullet. Curly hair.
If Blackjack Mulligan got a red mullet and got on the gas, you'd have Gashouse Gilbert.
That's awesome. We gotta look him up.
I need to know
about Gashouse Gilbert.
Okay, let's.
He must have been like a jobber dude on. This would have been even before us. We're watching this. This must have been like 83.
Early 80s, yeah.
Yeah, but he must have like...
Here's a match with Bobo Brazil versus Gashouse Gilbert.
A WWE U.S. Heavyweight Championship?
Oh, it was Doug Gilbert. That was Doug Gilbert.
Doug Gilbert?
Yeah, also known as Gashouse Gilbert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he the older brother of Robert? Or Robert? No, Gilbert. No, Eddie Gilbert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yeah. Alright. I don't remember him being that big, actually.
No, me either. Unless the Doug Gilbert I'm thinking of is Doug Gilbert Senior, maybe. Because there was another Doug Gilbert that was in a Royal Rumble. Because he won something from the USWA to get into the Royal Rumble.
Well, he was apparently over Rumble. Enough to get a championship match against Bobo Brazil, though.
A U.S. title.
I don't even remember the WWE having the U.S. title.
So that would be like the main event.
Yeah.
Right? Because the U.S. champion is your top champion.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
yeah.
that's how wrestling works.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go from Gashouse Gilbert. Oh, here they are, I think. Nope, the Gemini.
I actually like that. I was like the Gemini.
Yeah, remember? Well,
I thought that was a good name. I mean, because they looked like guys who'd be in the gym. They were twins.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that better than their penis gimmick?
Well, I do like... Yeah, I like Gemini. Yeah, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. Yeah, with, what's his name? What was his name again? Simon Dean.
Yes.
Is his manager.
Yeah.
Does that, because...
The Swinging Dicks.
Because Dean Malenko's real name is Dean Simon.
Yeah.
So he was Simon Dean.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that's they were a jacked up tag team.
Mm-hmm.
There they are, being all jacked up again. Oh, here's a good one. Mantar.
Yeah, that's a bad name. Bad name, bad gimmick, bad wrestler,
bad everything.
Bad entrance, bad outfit, bad, like, bad.
Just not good.
Yeah. So give him the Cornette.
Yeah, what was that about?
Cornette has people like your world champion, you know, and Bulldog and Owen. Give him to him.
Give him Mantar. And then they gave him Salvatore Sincere for a while.
Yeah.
That was just bad. This, however, is just incredible.
I think that's a great name.
I thought that was a great name,
too. One of the best names I've ever heard. Yeah. Justin Credible? Yeah, awesome name.
You know what would be a better
name? So anything that's like a clever play on words like this, they seem to be down on.
You know what I like
better? So yours, the one that you would have called yourself as a wrestler, Ryan?
Ryan Coke.
Yeah. They would be down on.
They would not like that. But you know what they would like? You know what they would like instead of Justin Credible is the Portuguese Man of War.
Aldo Montoya.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Much fucking better.
Oh, Kelly Kelly.
Well, you know what? That's a shitty name.
What is this? The 50 horrest ring names.
Wait. Check out the 50 from Ron Giant or Super Giant Ninja to the Ding Dongs. So I noticed that the word Ding Dongs is on the same page
as Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly. That is not a coincidence, folks.
It is not. And it also says, check out the Ding Dongs.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's Kelly Kelly doing a move.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at her Ding Dongs.
There they are.
Mm-hmm.
G.I. Bro.
Yeah, that was a bad name.
That was a very bad name. That was a very bad idea to bring G.I. Bro in. After, I mean, okay, you're going to call yourself G.I. Bro in the indies in the early 90s, fine.
Yeah.
But now you're...
But now you brought it back and you put that face paint on, which looked awful. I don't think he had that in the 90s, in the independents. But now he did a comic book as G.I. Bro.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So he likes it.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, that should be number one on the list.
Thurman Sparky Plug.
I can't even...
You know what the worst part about Thurman Sparky Plug was? Is that the whole reason he was Thurman Sparky Plug was because the motor oil is STP.
Yes.
And so he's TSP.
Yes.
Like, and it was like, fuck, what?
Yeah.
It's Sparky Thurman Plug. They never call him. They always call him Thurman Sparky Plug. I remember Stan Lane. It's Thurman Sparky Plug.
Yeah.
Then he became Bob Spark Plug Holly.
Which was bad.
Which was still bad, but it was like...
And then Hardcore Holly.
Well, and then he was Bob Holly. He was before he was Hardcore Holly, he was Bodacious Bob.
That's true, he was. Yeah.
But at least Bob Holly had some around. I don't think Thurman Sparky
Plug... Here's an excellent example, though, of a guy they just kept repackaging until something worked. Which is what they don't do now.
No, exactly.
Just give up.
They just give up. And the real Double J standing right beside him. Here come... there's Mantar, too. That was a King of the Ring qualifying match right there, actually.
Fuck, I can't believe you know that. I guess that was a Raw in 95?
I guess it would have been, yeah.
That's why you know it.
Yep. There's the Godwins. Henry O and Phineas I. Godwin. Again, this follows the trend.
Yeah.
Hog and pig, right? Yeah. They don't like those things.
So, this era in 1995, WWE was making a lot of money, we said, right?
No.
Oh. Yeah. So this era in 1995, there was more people watching wrestling than watch it now.
The thing was, I wonder how...
Despite this,
Henry O and Phineas I, the Godwins, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about Naked Midian?
Here's a question.
Naked Midian is on this list.
But here's a question. Is Henry Godwin and Phineas I. Godwin better names than Tex Slassinger and Shanghai Pierce?
No.
No. Those are WCW names.
Those are bad names, but better than this.
Although Shanghai Pierce, I never understood why he wore a mask.
I don't know why.
You know what I mean? Like it was like one guy in a mask.
I think it was sort of a takeoff on the
Hangman.
The Hangman kind of serial killer.
Sure. It's just one guy wore a mask and the other guy didn't.
No, but yeah, you know, I mean, just kind of like the Texarkana killer
yeah.
from the 50s, and I think that's kind of just the,
yeah.
the whole thing.
But, yeah. Anyway, there they are again.
There they are again.
All right, here's Jimmy Wang Yang.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See,
keep in mind that they brought in Godwin, and he was there for like a year for by himself, wasn't he? Before they brought in Phineas?
At least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. He came in and he feuded with like Hunter and.
Well, he was a baby. That was when he turned babyface. He was a heel first.
Yeah, he came in for a year as a heel because he made
his turn babyface. Then they brought in Phineas.
He came in. This was around the time. It was funny. They came in with all these vignettes. With about three different guys. I don't remember who the third one was, but it was Henry Godwin and Sparky Plug was the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they were coming. They were coming. They were coming. And then unannounced, they both showed up in the 1995 Royal Rumble because they were desperate for fucking guys. And so they both showed up in the Rumble unannounced as their debut. And so that was Godwin's debut. And then he stayed heel and then he turned face in September
yeah.
with the corporation. He was on the fringe of being in the $1 million corporation.
That's
and
right.
He swapped Ted DiBiase to turn face after an In Your House where he couldn't beat Bam Bam Bigelow, I think.
Right.
And then I think actually Sid cost him the match. And then that, so then he turned babyface. He was supposed to go against it. Short run against Tatanka on the house shows. And then that transitioned over to Hunter.
Yeah.
And then he got the partner. But Jimmy Wang Yang, I didn't think it was a bad name. It's a stupid gimmick.
It's a stupid gimmick. I think it's a bad name too.
But I mean, it didn't.
Wang Yang.
Yeah, Jimmy Wang Yang. I don't know. It's fine. Yeah. The Red Rooster.
Okay, that's a bad name. That's a bad everything.
Yes,
but yeah,
I do remember the man they called B. We had a local convenience store called
the Red Rooster, which are coming back. You see, Max's are being shut down.
Yes,
becoming Red Rooster.
I saw that.
I was like, what?
Yeah,
what
Terry.
The fuck?
I know. Terry Taylor outlives us all.
Yeah.
But
that was a good gimmick after all that.
It was.
Yeah.
And now he's in the performance center.
Now still knows.
But the thing is when he was a heel, B didn't want to go to the Red Rooster.
Mm.
He would go to like the 7-Eleven instead. Because in 1989, B didn't want to go to the Red Rooster.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
And all his convenience stores.
Fucking him and Heenan. Fuck.
B's logic is fantastic.
Perfect and the rooster.
Yes, there you go.
Here we go. Oh, there you go. Skip and zip.
Yeah.
And even the Body Donnas.
That's horrible.
Stupid name, too.
Yeah, terrible name.
Here's the Body Donnas fighting the New Rockers.
There you go.
Here's who?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Something that Jim Neidhart still denies to this day.
Yes, which is stupid.
Yes.
Because it was Jim Neidhart.
Yes.
Who knows where,
weighing
who knows what, it's who.
And at one point, the idea was
and
to
get this mask
him,
on.
And
right?
the next, and the idea was to give him a tag team partner. What?
Yeah.
So you have who and what, and
yeah.
then the commentators could have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Ah.
Wonderful.
Arachnaman.
Fuck you, I like Arachnaman.
Arachnaman.
Remember his old, or his, and he came to the ring and.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm thinking I'm confusing him and Juicer.
Here's a guy.
But he would like fire little
webs because he was Spider Man. He was Arachnaman, yeah. And here he is getting a guy to suck his cock.
Mm.
Look at this picture here. Brad Armstrong.
The late
Brad Armstrong.
Great.
Man Mountain Rock.
Okay. I like the name. It's a horrible gimmick. But
yeah.
I like that name, Man Mountain Rock.
Yeah, I was okay.
There's nothing
with
wrong with that. It's no different than Big Ben Vader. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it's just they.
It's better than Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah, they didn't want to do anything really with him, or they couldn't figure out, or they just, you know, they were in that
yeah.
bad gimmick.
When he was, I think Max Payne was a worse name, and that's what he was in WCW
yes, exactly.
before coming over. I think that was a worse name. Of course, it was good enough to become a video game and then a movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Yes,
but I still think it's just shitty.
Same gimmick, though. basically, right? Yeah. Norma Jean, the guitar.
Yeah, it's just he was a little more, he was lighter here. He was, you know,
Max Payne and
Max Payne was a lot more violent.
Cactus Jack, exactly, yeah. They were violent. Right?
Yeah, it's yeah. He was more Chicago. Here he's like a hard rocker. Yeah. There he was more like a death metal guy.
Here he was just a rocker and he was wearing like hippie clothes.
Yeah.
Because that's what Vince needed.
Because that's what, well, when I think of Mountain and Leslie West, that's...
Yeah. Max Muscle.
Oh, shit.
That was.
Yeah.
Dr. Isaac Yankum.
Oh, no. What a worst.
What they don't have here?
DDS.
Because they always had to say that.
That's true.
They had to go, my own personal dentist, Dr. Isaac Yankum. DDS.
That's right.
Fuck off. Who cares?
Awful.
Okay. Fuck you. Crowbar.
I think Crowbar's a fine name. What's different? Why is a Crowbar a worse name than Diesel?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, like, no fucking difference.
No, there
Crowbar was alright.
Yeah, Crowbar was fine.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Crowbar.
What was he again?
Devin Storm.
Yeah.
Teamed with Ace Darling.
That's right.
Also a shitty name.
Apparently.
All right, let's see here. Uncle Elmer.
Okay, that's shit.
What? Look at that guy. That guy is Uncle Elmer.
Actually, it's true. At least he...
there.
He worked the gimmick, I'll give you that.
He was the gimmick.
He lived the gimmick.
There's not enough Elmers in this world, you know that?
No, actually, not other than the glue, I don't think I ever met an Elmer.
It's true. Fudd.
Yeah.
The next one. Roadkill. But in fact, he was Amish Roadkill.
And that was not a horrible name. That was an ironic name. Meaning that you can't say it's a horrible name when it's giving to be horrible in an ironic way. It was a gimmick meant to be ironic that you either get or you don't get, and the ECW crowd got.
Yes.
And he was an excellent wrestler who was a big man, who was not big enough to be an excellent big man for Vince McMahon, which is why...
Almost, though.
Yeah, no, he was in developmental. Everybody was high on him.
And they changed his name.
Yeah, they brought him up to the main roster, and Vince looked at him and said, wait, I thought this guy was supposed to be a monster. He's not that tall. He's big and he's fat, and he's good, but he's not big. He's not big like King Kong Bundy big.
They changed his
name. He looked bigger in ECW. And that's when Vince said, oh, he's not big enough to be a monster, and he got rid of him, and then he never got a shot. And he sucked.
Yeah.
Because I think he would have gotten over it, because he was really good.
They changed his name to, like, it was like, not like Braden, but it was like something like that.
Yeah.
It was like a one-name thing. And, yeah.
You can fucking look it up. It'll take you 2 seconds.
It's true.
You know? I mean, if you look up Gas House, if you had the time to look up Gas House Gilbert.
Shut up. Gas House Gilbert was awesome.
Then you have time to look up Roadkill. You know? And yeah.
Let's just look up his other names. Braddock. That's what it was.
Yeah,
Braddock.
Yeah.
Roadkill in WWE in 2007. Look at that.
Yeah. But it would have been good, though, because it was a guy who looked different. But it wasn't... Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not Bray Wyatt.
Well, tell me that's Muck and Singh is what that is.
Well, yes, that's true. That's Harley letting himself go.
Yeah. A slightly better shaped Baskin Bird.
That's true. Oh, Tugboat.
Tugboat Thomas was, but you have to keep in mind that Independence before he came to WWE, Tugboat or Tugboat Thomas was U.S. Steel, which was also a horrible name.
Yes.
And then, of course, Shockmaster. So, I mean, this guy is just...
And Typhoon.
And Typhoon. Typhoon was all right.
Typhoon because he was
Typhoon
in the
is no different.
Disasters, right? Diesel.
And Typhoon, yeah, like Diesel, Crowbar, nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
But Tugboat is bad. Shockmaster is bad. U.S. Steel is bad.
Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred, bad.
Yeah, but that's real.
That's Uncle Fred. That's true, but they didn't call Yokozuna Uncle Rodney.
They should have. Imagine if they came back as this fat guy, Uncle Rodney. Awesome. Could be like Fat Albert. Oh, yeah, look at that. Hey, Tugboat against Earthquake there.
That's right.
For their tag team.
That's right, when he was standing up for his friend Hogan.
With the wristbands.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's the fatty wristbands, yeah. Quang.
No, Quang is not a bad name if it was with the right wrestler. This is not the right wrestler. You know who I thought was a shitty name? Leaf Cassidy. Hammer's yeah, a shitty true. Name.
Well, but no, I didn't think Leif Cassidy was
a Avatar. Shitty name. That was a shitty name.
Yes. Leif Cassidy, though, I thought was all right because he was... When he was making that new Rockers, he was supposed to be like this 70s, like, Parker Family guy. So that made sense to me. It made sense to me.
I know.
Let's... Quang, great name for a masked Japanese wrestler, unless they're Puerto Rican.
Yes, yes.
And then you have to make them a bullfighter.
Yes, yes.
So let's just... So
the,
I'm Vince...
The right thing to do with a guy who's Puerto Rican, when you put him in a mask, is make him a bullfighter.
You either
not
make
a Japanese
him,
guy.
So you either make him Mexican...
Yes.
Or you make him Japanese.
Yes.
This has been Booking Puerto Ricans with Vince McMahon.
Yes. Yes.
Holy
Caribbean strut mash.
A Caribbean strut mash. There's the mist, like every good Puerto Rican Japanese man knows how to do.
Yeah. The funny thing is when he came in and he was, when he finally came out as, what's his name?
Gay?
No.
Darren Young?
No, it's actually... That guy, he was a Caribbean stand match. I can't.
Savio Vega?
Savio Vega.
Latin sensation.
Yeah, exactly. It was like two weeks after he stopped being Quang. Exact same moveset. You're like, fuck, they're not even trying.
No.
Like, so obviously.
No, I know. Yeah. Is that spinning heel kick?
Yeah, that is special.
That was.
So Bertha Faye.
Bertha Faye.
I disagree. I think for the gimmick and the era.
Yeah.
And, like... Yeah, no, the person that's perfect. Being Ronda Singh wouldn't really have worked.
No. Well, but again, Bertha Faye, when she first came in,
I think they're confusing gimmick with name.
Yeah,
or you know, like this, it's a bad gimmick.
Yes,
it's not a bad name.
It's not necessarily a bad name. No, yeah. Exactly. Not like Isaac.
But it was. It was a fine gimmick for what she was doing.
Or Zip.
It seems cheesy now. That's all.
Yeah, like Battle Cat.
That was bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything about that. Although, well, not everything about it. It did give Brady Boone a job for a little while.
That's true.
Because they were trying to find something for Brady Boone to do. Remember when he was the little third wheel jobber guy for Patera and not Mulligan, what's his name? The guy suing them right now.
Yeah, I know.
Billy Jack Haynes.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, because he was from Oregon as well, so that little random thing. But yeah, and look at the lifts on that. That's not, they're not even trying there.
Battle Cat.
You, sir, are 5'4". Here are 10-inch lifts.
He's in good shape, though.
Super Giant Ninja.
Yeah, that was bad.
Where was that?
Well, he was in AWA for
that's
a while. Okay, but... He faced Ultimate Warrior one match, one time on Saturday Night's Main Event, and then he ended up over in
WCW. Because that's him with Sonny Ono right there. Yeah. Oh, here's Max Moon.
I don't actually know who he was inside there.
Well, let's look
Paul Diamond.
Let's look up Super Giant Ninja.
Super Giant Ninja. Okay. Well, why not?
What the hell?
What the hell?
We're on a roll.
There was Max Moon, or as we all know him, Paul Diamond.
Conan?
That's Paul Diamond.
It was Ron Reese.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Maybe it must not have been the same guy then. Maybe it was just Super Ninja that took on, that was AWA. I think it was just Super Ninja that was AWA and...
Right.
And Saturday Night's Main Event against Warrior.
Super Giant.
That was just Super Ninja. This is Super Giant Ninja.
Yes.
And it's good because Ron Reese, I'm sure, really used a lot of martial arts in ring to get the gimmick over.
Much like he did in real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Real, well-known martial artist, Ron Reese.
Ron Reese.
Yeah. So there's Paul Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Paul Diamond.
Yes. And Gilbert. And Danny Davis. Yes, on his third stint as referee.
Yeah.
Paul Diamond, not Conan. but shitty name.
You know, Max Moon was a shitty name. Shitty everything.
Yeah.
But I kind of like those when he shot the...
Things
out of his... Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Fireworks thing. So there's Michael McGillicuddy.
Finally, they're announcing that is a shitty name.
They're finally giving up the ghost and announcing... Not that Curtis Axel's a good name.
But Michael McGillicuddy.
He's better. The shits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Pez Watley.
Pez Watley. I think Coco Beware, frankly, is a shit name.
Pistol Pez. What was wrong with Pistol Pez Watley?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Super Invader.
There's nothing wrong with Super Invader. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, I guess.
For what he is and what his gimmick was in the air.
Who was that? Is that Hercules?
Maybe. But it's the outfit that sucks.
Yeah, as a fact, again, they got him from Japan here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure,
yeah,
that Super Invader was Hercules.
It doesn't look like him, actually, when you look at that picture.
Not that one, but he's got the arms. Yeah, see, Hercules. Super Invader. Okay.
Might have been on a few other people, but...
Yeah, look.
You can see it there, yeah.
I don't know if we get another picture.
Yeah. So anyways, very Japanese martial arts wrestling style Hercules. And,
yes.
Yeah. This always works when they make a guy a foreigner after being super porky. Go fuck yourself.
You guys do not get it. Yeah.
You guys don't understand.
They don't get super porky.
You don't get to make fun of super porky when you don't get it.
No.
And that guy... You know, yeah.
Here's one that they do get to make fun of.
Okay.
The Booty Man.
Oh, yes. They get to make fun of
The Booty Man was fucking awful.
Yeah, all his names.
One of 75 Bruce Beefcake names, yes.
That was awful, yeah.
Yes. The Blacktop Bully, yes.
Yeah, that was a shitty name, yeah.
For a good wrestler. Although, he was the Repo Man as well.
Yeah, that was the worst name. Repo Man was the worst name. The Blacktop Bully.
No, I don't think so. Because the Repo Man, he played a Repo Man. Yeah. At least that made sense.
The Blacktop Bully, he played a Blacktop Bully.
The fuck is a Blacktop Bully?
Go watch his match and you'll know.
No, I won't. The one on the back of a truck? The cutting
him on
fire? Sounds,
at least it flows off the tongue well.
It does. Bully. You know what also flows off your tongue really well?
What's that?
Rad Radford.
I like that name.
I thought that was stupid.
No problem with the name of the
I team. Thought that was stupid.
He was a good wrestler.
He was a good wrestler, for sure. But, yeah, no, I just thought that was stupid.
I didn't.
This is when, at the time, again, when they're starting to debut new guys as jobbers.
Well, they did do that with him. They debuted him as a jobber, but at least they gave him a gimmick.
Yeah, and no, that didn't help.
No,
it's like, I would have rather have Tom Stone than go out of your way to make this fucking guy Rad Radford and then just have him fucking lose all the time. Who cares?
He never really got vignettes or anything. He just kind of showed up as Rad Radford.
Yes.
But it was grunge was fairly new and it was hot and they actually were there in time to capitalize on it for once instead of being 7 years later.
But they weren't. They had a fucking guy called Rad Radford that lost all the time. That was it. He dressed in flannel.
But he had great matches with Shawn Michaels and Scott Hall and then he would lose. But they would be great losses.
But yeah. And then he wanted to be a body donor. That made no sense.
Yeah, that's true. That made no sense.
The Goon.
Okay, that's a shit everything.
Yes.
Everything about the Goon was shit.
Oh. No, not everything. Look at those boots. Those were great boots.
Oh, they were original. They were the shits.
And here's the Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
Oh, this must have been the gimmick battle royal.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because there's Heenan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this is the gimmick battle royal.
Gimmick battle royal.
Here's Muffy Mower.
Beaver, is Beaver Cleavage going to be in here?
Better be.
Muffy Mower. I don't even remember her.
She was a personal trainer of Stephanie McMahon. And then Vince figured out that, wait, that means Stephanie's fat.
Well, she is.
Because she needs a personal trainer. So let's drop this gimmick.
Huh. Stephanie's fat?
Yeah.
But she is.
This was also in like 2001. Who's this? Oh, here you go. Firebreaker Chip.
Yeah, just terrible.
Yes.
And who was that? Who, his partner again?
Oh, fuck. No.
It's Firebreaker Chip and the other fucker.
The other fucker, yeah. With the U.S. tag team title.
Something Ranger, Marshall Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Am I Smooth?
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
That was the limo driver
of
Ernest Miller.
That's right.
Am I Smooth?
Oh.
Kwee-wee.
Yeah, that was shit. Everything about Kwee-wee, as soon as I saw this, I'm like, this will draw you no money.
Yes. There's
nothing about this that ever has any chance to draw any money, so why the fuck are you doing it?
Why would you even do it?
Yeah. Awful.
Fucking horrible.
Horrible gimmick, horrible look, horrible name, horrible.
Yes. Chili Willy.
I didn't mind Chili Willy.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Tough Tom and Mean Mike.
What else were you going to call him? Mean Mike Enos.
No, that wasn't them.
Wasn't that Mean Mike Enos?
No. It's just Tough Tom and Mean Mike. Oh. They were the something patrol, I think, or the, here they are again. Oh, Disorderly Conduct.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
And they're a jobber tag team. That had matching gimmick, matching outfits and everything. Kind of like High Voltage. Except for they were heels.
Yeah, High Voltage was jacked. The Blue Meanie, you fucking idiots.
Oh, so JBL wrote this list.
Yeah. The Blue Meanie was not a bad name. And the Blue Meanie had, there was a reason why he was called that. It was actually relevant to something, making fun of something. Like, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, this was, he was good too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much there.
Yeah. You don't want to look at that.
Peggy Lee Leather.
Okay, that's a bad name.
But it would not even make my list.
No, no, I don't even know her. Rockin' Robin probably would, but...
Yeah. There's the Ding Dongs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, too bad this name has to be done without the guys that are being teamed.
Look who's body slamming the Ding Dong right there. That's Luke.
Luke?
Oh. Luke Williams. Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
That's the last one. Okay, you got one more list.
Yeah. It is 15 Superstars and Divas that should return for one more match.
Interesting.
This is just from a couple weeks ago, September 10th. So,
very interesting.
Yes, so let's go to number...
Is this... the question is, even before we go there...
Okay.
Is this foreshadowing?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe for some. Maybe for, like, the number one, maybe, or something,
yeah, we'll
right?
Yeah, we'll see what it is.
Let's see here. Number 15.
As I see those three guys up there, I think two of them is possible. Not this
and
one.
And that's not one that is.
No, that's the one that's not possible.
Scott Steiner.
He's old. Actually, tell you the truth, considering how they feel about Hogan now, maybe it is possible. You have to remember, this was a guy who was banned from coming to the Hall of Fame, and it was, you know, because he was threatening Hulk Hogan and stuff just in this last WrestleMania.
Yes.
A few months ago, so.
And,
He's just too, he literally seems too unstable and violent.
And just, yeah. And
of course, he's always been like that. Since,
but he's super popular still. Remember when we went to WrestleCon?
Nobody
knows. Nobody there. But he looked like he wanted to be anywhere else.
Nobody at his table.
Yes. That's a cool picture.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, number 14.
The guy who's going to reignite the business when he comes back. Not number 14.
What?
But
Batista?
No, the guy not the guy you were looking at before, the Daniel Bryan.
Oh, my boy, Daniel Bryan.
That, I think that might give them a little momentum finally when they bring him back soon.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But Batista.
But these ratings go down as John Cena leaves, as everything. It's like more and more. It's like all everything's lining in place for them to not have a choice.
That's true. Yeah. It's true.
Batista, yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Just come back for one more match.
Again, he's on the list. He's on our short list against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, for sure. You know? For sure.
So, lucky number 13, Papa Shango.
Okay, that made no sense.
What?
The idea that you even put Papa Shango also ahead of Batista. Like, are you fucking kidding me? The Godfather maybe, but even then he can't do it. He can't take bumps anymore. Papa Shango, not popular. There's no nostalgia pop for that character.
Short, it says right here, short of a Royal Rumble match appearance, one could imagine Papa Shango entrapping modern superstars like perennial good guys Kofi Kingston or Sheamus.
2 weeks ago, you say this is. About 2 weeks ago?
It is. It says it right here. September 10th, 2015. Or perhaps Papa Shango will be better suited to fight fellow mystical menace Bray Wyatt.
Or how about the Boogeyman versus Papa Shango? You know, who gives a fuck match?
On a pole.
And speaking of who gives a fuck, Bound for Glory is tomorrow night.
Yeah. So Trish Stratus, number 12.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Number 11, Steve Blackman.
Actually, you know what? No.
Who wrote this?
No.
No. JBL.
No.
No.
No. No.
I could see.
He was in good shape there, though.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
Michelle McCool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
Maybe I got some problem with that one. I mean, it's not going to make my top of my list. I could come up with fucking better than that.
But AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
I hope CM Punk's on this list now.
That would be great.
That'd be fantastic.
AJ.
And then I hope somebody lets Vince McMahon know and he fucking loses it.
Mr. McMahon.
No. Fuck no.
No, and he knows that too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Kurt Angle.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, tomorrow his last match in TNA.
We want Angle back for one more match. Know why? Because of guys like Kevin Owens, Cesaro, and Seth Rollins.
Oh, fucking right. Yeah, absolutely. One match.
Kurt Angle probably doesn't need to come back for one more match. He's done it all already. But screw it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yep, like I say, tomorrow's his last match against Eric Young, probably in TNA, so...
Oh, here's one here. It says here. But the guy's in his mid-40s with nagging injuries, and if he wants to keep up with the man and company, he'll need to do it soon. Otherwise, there won't be any time for one more match.
Exactly. One more match he could have in him.
Yeah. Shane O'Mac.
Actually, you know what? He wasn't on my radar for this, but I like that.
I like Shane O'Mac, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see that. I mean, at his age,
I'd actually like to
see what kind of see if he because he used to do the craziest shit because he was a better athlete than he would have thought. Yeah. I don't think he could do any of the stuff that got him over anymore though.
That's your guy.
Kurt Angle still could.
Yeah, shouldn't, but still could. Yeah. That's the guy for Stone Cold Podcast. Or
there is a wicked guy for the Stone Cold Podcast. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
or our podcast.
Yeah.
Or a Periscope.
It's true. Shawn Michaels.
No.
Well, I mean, it would be great, but no, he's not coming
back. He's not happening.
You're right. But, yes.
Great. Yeah.
Let's see here. The Hardy Boys.
No, not just Jeff. The Boys. Yes. Actually, you know what? I would like to see, if you put the belts on the Dudleys, and you say you don't do it until...
Say, there's another WrestleMania
until
do the Legends shit.
No, right at the end of February, you do it, and then you bring in the Hardys. One match, one time at WrestleMania. Fucking right, that would get over big.
Yeah, it says the return of the Dudley Boys, which shook up the tag team division, right? So that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's showing that it's new. But yeah, against the Lucha Dragons?
No, against the Dudleys.
No, but against the Lucha Dragons. Right. Number two is Goldberg.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Goldberg would be great.
Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, it says here. But,
yeah. Hey, that'd be fun.
I'd be alright with that.
Yeah.
You think Lex Luger is number one?
Yeah, I think it's Lex Luger.
Who do you think is number one?
It's CM Punk.
Maybe at this
point. No, actually, I don't know. I really don't.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, how could we forget that? Yeah. Obviously, Austin would be number one.
Yeah.
I wish it had been Punk, just because then somebody could have told Vince.
Yeah, that Punk was higher than him.
Yeah, and he would have just lost it. All right, we have Twitter questions, but I say we get to them later.
Next time?
Because we've already gone,
hour and a half?
Yeah. Close enough, for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Let's get out of here.
Let's just say, fuck it! Get out of here. So what are we? WeTalkWrestling.com is our website. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We're at WeTalkWrestling on the Twitter machine. We are on Stitcher. We are on iTunes. We are on the TuneIn radio app. We are on ShowMe. We are on Spotify. We are on
Netflix.
This is Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
We're on, you said
Crackle,
Netflix.
Crackle. Hulu Plus.
Yes. Hulu Plus Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your weight.
And we're on WWE Network. Did you mention that one?
Yeah. And we're on a hell of a ride, is what we're on.
A hell of a ride to hell.
To hell. In a tour.
Full circle.
Yes. Yes, all right. So that's going to do it then. For the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, we off air?
Yeah.
Hey, so if you could get rid of one of them, who would you rather get rid of, Kane or Big Show?
Oh, fuck.